This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's M-O-N-D-Y, Monday. That's how people say it, right, Victoria? They do that in your neighborhood? It's Monday. It's not Monday. It's Monday. Monday. Like Tuesday.
Most people say Monday.
Monday.
Monday, yeah.
It's not like Wednesday or February. People say Monday.
Monday. It's Monday. Monday. Okay. It's just, what are we going to be, Monday or Monday? Still has the same impact on our conversation. We're wrapping up the weekend, and over the weekend there was a sort of a shoot 'em up or a bomb 'em up or whatever, however, getting rid of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Sounds like somebody who could be a co-host on Saturday Night Live, but that's not his story, nor was it his fate to make it to SNL, even though he did make his appearance and disappearance on Saturday. So what happened, Victoria?
Well, he blew himself up. He and his wife and their children, this guy's been known as one of the most wanted men in the world. And so, he's an ISIS leader, and he died in a U.S. military raid on Saturday. Essentially, 11 young children were taken out of the compound uninjured, thankfully. But this guy, al-Baghdadi, and his wife, they were wearing explosive vests. And so they took their own children, and they took themselves, and they saw the raid coming and went into a cave and blew themselves up, which I don't agree with much that President Trump says, but he said they died like cowards, and I absolutely agree with that, and especially to kill your own children, too. It's just, you know, this is, I guess, their ideology, but it's absolutely disgraceful. But so he's now gone, and we'll see who takes over, because every time one of these leaders is killed, it seems like a victory, but it really isn't, because there's someone else that's already taking their place. So we'll see where that goes.
Or in the sideline. Yep. New on the training videos trying to attract white Americans to work with ISIS? Is that all like up in smoke, or is that something that's still... We talked about that in the tech report. Was it last week?
Yeah, that was. Some of those videos have been seen by American kids on the TikTok app, which is a social media app for young kids, like tweens. So that I think it was 26 of those accounts were taken down. I'm sure there are more. There are more that exist, but they're still trying to recruit, and they're going after young white American boys, and who feel like they, you know, maybe are loners, and we see this radicalization that's happened in the past few years. So yes, that is still their MO, it would appear.
Well, there's a lot of, I think you tell the story and that's it. There's a lot of, on both sides, I thought it was interesting to have the timing work out as it did for the Sunday morning talk shows, or the news shows, not talk shows, the news and pejorative interview programs that take place on Sunday mornings on all of the four major networks. And so that was, every time, it's very interesting. Sunday night always feels like Sunday morning to me, because Madam Secretary, now turning into Madam President, gets into some of the really same issues that we have to discuss every day. I think that's what makes the program pertinent for me anyway. In part, the story on Madam Secretary last night was about a veteran who got the Medal of Honor who was not being treated for PTSD and put himself in a situation where he got killed by the police. And it really underscored in fiction what is going on in fact. I think a lot of these manhunts that you see and hear, the stories about people who are the bad guys and foreign operatives and that sort of thing, it really is sad, because a lot of those things that are supposed to be entertaining are built around what is real, what's going on. There's another real situation here in America that has nothing to do with what we've just been talking about for the past 5 or 6 minutes. This is the story of a manhunt. The shooter that killed two people it reminded me of when I went to school, the rec hall. Sounded like the Texas A&M. Well, there are 14, 15 different Texas A&M universities. This one was in Commerce, Texas. Another one of those things. I don't want to give too much time to it because it ought not to have too much time, but it's just another example and it seems every weekend, pretty much, we have these things.
The worst part was, on top of the original shooting, and they're still looking for that shooter, the police are very frustrated. They can't seem to get a solid description from witnesses. But beyond that, at the candlelight vigil for the two people who were killed, more gunfire erupted. So there was another shooting at the vigil for the two people who were originally shot. The whole thing is just, it's very disturbing. It really is.
Yeah. It is. To have them happen as frequently as they do, that's the thing that really kind of gets under my skin. The DJV program with a focus now on Representative Katie Hill, who has decided to resign because of her inappropriate relationships with some of her staffers. Is there any more to it than that conversationally? Usually it's a man that gets himself into a problem like this, but this is the age of women becoming more like men, or men becoming more like, I don't know what, and I don't even know why we have to compare the sexes. It's just another example of somebody being indiscreet or thinking she wasn't thinking at all, either with her heart or her head. It didn't look like to me. She said, quote, "It is with a broken heart that I announce my resignation from Congress. The hardest thing I've ever had to do, I believe, is the best thing for my constituents, my community, and my country." Why? What is it? She thinks she's that important to the running of the country?
I don't think that's what she's saying. I think that she's saying that she's a distraction and she can't do her job. The best thing for her to do is to leave. I agree with that.
I don't disagree with it. No, I'm just saying that in my read, it's like a little bit of an overinflated ego, like the country was going to be crippled by her staying as a...
I think you're reading into that too much. I think she just means that, like, this is the best thing for everybody.
The best thing for my constituents, my community, and our country.
Yeah, our country is better without having anybody who's doing inappropriate things.
No,
in
you're going to read it that way.
Our taxpayers are, our tax dollars are paying for this.
Yeah, well, I wonder how many more there are, though, out of 435.
I'm sure plenty.
10%, do you think, of men and women?
Well, she got busted, so that's the only, she originally said she wasn't. She originally said she was not going to resign, but she's been forced into this now. So, Nancy Pelosi said that this is, you can't, at this point, how do you have any respect from your peers? You don't.
None.
Every decision you make, people are going to say, well, are you thinking with your head, or are you thinking with your heart, or are you thinking with something else? Like, what, it just, at this point, it's a total distraction, and I think there's no choice but for her to resign.
Mm-hmm. What's on the campaign trail? See that the polls are out. Joe Biden is more disliked than Bernie Sanders. I get a kick out of these negative polls. I think the business of Sanders.
I don't know where that poll came from, but I've heard the opposite, that Bernie Sanders is still on a national level, especially with minorities. They just don't relate to him at all, but they would choose Joe Biden over him.
Yeah, well, maybe that's 27% of likely Democratic voters are unsatisfied with Biden, 21% dissatisfied with Sanders, 15% dissatisfied with Warren. Biden and his son are, part of the problem. I don't think it's him as much as the whole business with his son and the bad news coverage.
It's interesting, the phrasing of that, though, because I feel like people who want something from Bernie are getting, they always get what they want from Bernie. Bernie is very much Bernie all the time, always. With Biden, I mean, myself included, I think a lot of people expected him to come out here and, he's got experience in the presidential office. You think that he would be good on the debate stage and that he would, really be able to back up all of his points, and he's just been kind of He's gotten better since the first debate, but I don't know. He's just been kind of like a wet blanket to me. Like, yeah. hasn't really done all that much, hasn't really been able to stand up for himself. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, he has been a little disappointing.
It's I didn't go through the routine of normally identifying everybody who's here. Hello. It's 16 after the hour, DJV show. Jennifer Horn not in the chorus this morning. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The thing that surprised me over the weekend is how Bill Maher took a shot, a real shot, at Bernie Sanders and what he stands for as far as saying things are free. He said the same thing about Warren, but he's usually a stalwart when it comes to especially the more liberal side of the Democratic Party. And I always try to catch a little of him as, you know, I don't cotton to much on either side. So I like to have a little bit of information from each side that makes me sound like at least I know some of what's going on, because I have my mind pretty much made up quickly. When I listen to these people, I can summarize and I can size people up pretty quickly. Bernie has always been somebody who had a certain amount of appeal to me, frankly, because whether he's in New England, kind of a transplanted New England, New Yorker to New England, but he's got a message that I like because there's an independence to it. I like Joe Biden's message or his experience because he's sort of a moderate, and I think that's kind of what we need, and not somebody that really is too far to the left or the right. And so you go through the rest of them. I don't know that I've paid much attention because I don't think that the rest of them have a lot of hooch. Warren does, and she's the last one that I have an opinion about at this point that makes any difference. 27% of likely voters say that they are strongly supportive of her. This is an insider poll. Do I have words for it? Have you been satisfied with the words I've used before? They haven't been anything other
pretty
than
negative.
Vague, but negative. Right, exactly. Because I think she's really insincere. She's a lot like Kamala Harris, although I think of all, if we had an insincerity quotient and we were able to put all of them, I'd put Harris and Kokomo from New Jersey on that the top of the list, but as far as being phony baloney
who?
Is concerned. I always refer to Senator What's-His-Face. I think he's a cuckoo.
Cory Booker,
yeah.
Booker,
Baloney and Booker go together in the same sentence.
Okay, we got to refer to people by their real names. Nobody knows who Kokomo is.
Yeah, well. Anyway, so that's where I kind of am at all of this stuff. I don't, I just wish that Bill Weld had a little more hooch attached to him more than Michael Bloomberg would be, would come out of the, out of the woods, but he doesn't. He's not going to. So hard to get excited about what's going on, frankly. It's more like it just, I see it as the continuing. I don't want to sound like my father. I remember my father in his last, before he had his last stroke, would talk all the time. He was always very politically engaged, and he was a Republican all of his life, which didn't work, kind of given the place in Boston, where he came from, South Boston, which was, you know, all Democrats, no matter what. He would say the country's going to hell in a handbasket. And I said, Dad, no, it's not true. So I sound like him. I don't know if it's going to hell. I just think there are a lot of things going on that sort of take your breath away. I'm going to talk about that, too. I'm going to talk about an experience I had yesterday when we come back half past the hour. It is 21 after the hour now.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. I
mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In the week, it's 23 and change half the hour to our music portion of this hour, and a focus on Elton John and his message, which basically gives people cause to be concerned due to his illness. He had a concert scheduled for Indianapolis on Saturday that was put off because he doesn't feel well. He posted, "It is with the heaviest heart that I'm forced to deliver the news that I'm extremely unwell and therefore unable to perform. I absolutely hate to let my fans down, but I owe it to you to put on the best show possible. And unfortunately, that's not possible. The day will be rearranged for March of next year. I promise I'll deliver the show you deserve. Thank you so much for your support and understanding." Isn't this the second or third time he's had to cancel stuff this past year? Or was he sick?
I don't remember him having to cancel anything. Although I'm a little bit surprised because I think he's supposed to have another show tonight and in the next few days too. And if he's really that sick, I might have to cancel some other ones.
Yeah.
But
he's been touring nonstop though. This tour has been going on for a while, and he added a bunch of new dates for next spring. So maybe
the farewell tour, which goes on, and on and on and on. Yeah, it's got to be tough. I watched, I'm going to talk about this in the next half hour, the Bruce Springsteen documentary last night. I went to the movies because I felt like I wanted to see it, and it really delivered for me. And it wasn't a movie about Bruce Springsteen. It was Bruce Springsteen doing a documentary on himself.
Is this the Western Star
one?
Yes.
Very, very. It was. Very impactful for me, anyway. So he is, as you said, there's another one scheduled pretty close up here this week. The current leg of his farewell tour scheduled to bring him to Tennessee next. Concerts in Nashville supposedly tonight, and Memphis on Wednesday. Wednesday night. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. That he would have camped it by now, though, wouldn't he? If he wasn't going to do it, wouldn't you have thought?
I would think so.
No word on what the illness is, though. I don't see any pointing to that.
He just said, "I'm extremely unwell," which is not a great, that's not a very encouraging phrase.
Not at all. Next up, musically, Gaga. Matter of fact, this is a story about a Lady Gaga impersonator was taken for the real thing at a charity event in Vegas. Attendees at the National Conference for Women of Global Change, which was held at the Strat Hotel and Casino, were shocked when they saw Gaga strolling onto the stage in a pink pantsuit and a matching wide-brim hat. She then sat at the grand piano and performed several of her biggest hits, including You and I and Million Reasons. But who they were actually watching was Tierney Allen, a Gaga impersonator who performs regularly at Legends in Concert, which is a tribute show at the Tropicana. Also features Freddie Mercury and Pat Benatar lookalikes and soundalikes, too. And she said she had no intention of misleading the audience into thinking she really was Gaga. She said, quote, "We always tell the clients to make sure the guests know I'm not the real thing." The confusion actually began when at the end of her performance, the event MC told the crowd that Tierney was not an impersonator, but in fact a real thing. Tierney said the MC knew very well that she was a fake, but thinks she got swept up in the moment and wanted to give the audience a thrill. She was enlisted to help in a charity auction of it was framed around a Star is Born poster autographed by Gaga and Bradley Cooper. So what do you suppose that's worth?
Well, it went for $3,000, but apparently because that having the fake Gaga there made people spend more money, so the hotel had to issue a retraction. At first they said, oh, yes, it was really Gaga, and then they had to issue a retraction about 15 minutes later saying, sorry, we were fooled too, we didn't know. So Gaga hasn't issued a statement yet, but I'm sure she might comment on it.
Yeah. 28 past the hour in the DJV program.
Laugh more, cough less. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Laughter is good for you. It's been demonstrated to lower blood pressure, reduce stress hormones, lessen respiratory infections, and even lower your chances of getting the common cold. Laughter has also been shown to help memory and learning. And in addition to all those medical benefits, guess what? Laughter also helps make life more fun, which has a direct impact on your emotions. It's tough, after all, to feel anxious or depressed in the middle of a very deep, hearty laugh. So, laugh more, watch comedies, read things that make you laugh, and take yourself way less seriously. The more open you are to funny experiences, the more likely you'll find them. Not only will you laugh more, but you'll also cough less, and you'll likely feel a heck of a lot better, too. For all things emotional management, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A brutal killer, one who has caused so much hardship and death, has violently been eliminated.
President Trump announcing the death of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in a U.S. operation in northwest Syria on Saturday night.
He died after running into a dead-end tunnel, whimpering and crying and screaming all the way.
Today, President Trump will make his first visit to Chicago since being elected. He'll address the International Association of Chiefs of Police Convention. General Motors factories are again pumping out vehicles and parts after ratification by the UAW of a new 4-year deal. The wind-driven Kincade Fire in Northern California has now scorched over 54,000 acres, and it's only 5% contained. It had been 10% contained earlier. This is USA Radio News.
Well, look who's home. How was your day, hon?
Stressful, exhausting.
Lay down on me and we'll talk about it.
Oh, Purple Mattress. You know how to support me.
Hey, I'm just a mattress doing my job.
You're more than that. You're a Purple Mattress. Who cares about a bed with numbers when I have your Purple Grid to comfort my body's pressure points? And forget memory foam. Your non-toxic, hyper-elastic polymer minimizes heat, keeping me cool and comfortable the whole night through.
If you're happy, I'm happy. But you do have up to 100 days to return me for a full refund.
And give up the best night's sleep I've had since I learned to walk? No way. You're the only one I want to come home to, Purple Mattress.
You too can come home to a Purple Mattress by texting SNORE to 84888. And now, for a limited time, receive a free Purple product with your order when you text SNORE to 84888. That's keyword S-N-O-R-E to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bringing out with more conversation on the DJV extravaganza. Jennifer has got a plug gun pulled or something that makes her ability to get to us not strong. Victoria's got a strong connection, though, and so does Kara. I'm Doug Steffen with a strong, strong connection. You'll all be happy to know that Youngstown, Ohio wins the prize this year. Ladies, what do you think I'm talking about? What happened in Youngstown, Ohio, as of this morning, or actually midnight last night? Want to take a guess?
Is it something bad?
No!
Because I don't want to say something. If it's something bad, I don't want to say something trivial like, oh, they've got the biggest pumpkin or whatever.
No, they don't. They have the first station in the country that's flipped to all Christmas music.
Oh, okay. Wow, before
Halloween. W-I-Z. I think we're on the AM side of that station. They have flipped! Kicking off the lineup of tunes was White Christmas by Bing Crosby. How many times have we heard that, or will we over the course? And I don't mind hearing that song. Some of the songs I really do mind hearing over and over and over again. But anyway, remember last week we talked about, was it Sirius or one of the delivery services had set up a Christmas channel. And I said, all right, in a few days, there'll be a Christmas station starting. And yeah, before Halloween, pretty amazing.
Is this the earliest ever, or is this nothing new?
I think last year was pretty close to this. It's been the last two or three years. There's been a station that has flipped, as we call it in the biz, flipped formats to all Christmas music. I am surprised there isn't a station someplace that doesn't play Christmas music all year long, frankly. What it does is bring up the ratings. It seems a bit much to expect that it would be around all season, or I'm sorry, all year. But right now we have, today is the 28th, right? Yeah, Monday the 28th. So we are November, December. So we're less than 2 months away from Christmas, in a manner of speaking. I think there was a station that started earlier than this last year, for whatever the reason. I think there's a point of diminishing returns when it comes to this, because at some point people say, you know what, it's too early. And I think before Halloween is too early. I think before Thanksgiving, frankly, is too early. For me, anyway, I want to get and feel, I don't want to be pushed into, but it pretty much is all commercial anyway. It's all commercially driven, because what happens is people listen to the station because they want to hear. It sort of says something about the formatics of some of the stations that change to Christmas music and what they do with the station the rest of the year. There are just so many different music formats, and it's splintered the audience so much that it's hard. It's sort of like television, in a manner of speaking, podcasting, and between some of the pay-for services, it has diminished somewhat the attention in some radio, more on the FM side than on the AM side, frankly. Even though I was looking at our list of stations the other day, we have 33 FM stations, which sort of surprises me out of 415. I didn't think it was that many. But let's see. And because more and more people want to change the signals on AM because of the government and your friends at the FCC, Victoria, they pay no attention to what has been allowed. All the stuff in the air that we don't breathe but affects our body. All the signals. Just think about it. You got television signals. You have radio signals. You have signals that go to your to the OnStar in your car, that go to your devices, think about all of the different things that are floating around in the air. I did not see over the weekend the movie about the two people who theoretically discovered electricity. I think it's called Electric Wars or something like that. Supposed to be a pretty good movie. But I do want to talk about what you did for the weekend and what impacted me. First, Victoria, you can go first. What did you do for the weekend? What really did it for you this weekend?
Nothing much, really. We just kind of laid low. And I was just telling Kara, I'm very sore today because I played tennis yesterday for the first time in like 10 years. And I'm feeling muscles that I haven't felt in a very long time.
What prompted you to do that? Did you and Lewis want to play, or this was from somebody else?
No, Lewis doesn't play, actually. I played it my whole life, and then I herniated a disc in my back, and then I haven't played since. Yeah. And so we were out on Friday night to dinner, and we ran into a couple that lives in our apartment complex, and I had seen the girl. I had seen her in tennis clothes a week before, and I said, oh, hey, I meant to ask you, where do you play around here? And she said, oh, let's just play together on Sunday, and we did, and it was so much fun, and it was great. But now I'm just feeling muscles that I have not felt in a long time.
That's probably not a bad thing.
Oh, it's a great thing. I was so happy. It was great. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. What did you do? Besides seeing Western Stars, which I guess was give two thumbs up?
Yeah, I would give a lot of thumbs up to Western Stars. It was one of the most impactful. We had a horrible... It poured here yesterday.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
same here.
I had agreed to do a job for my bank that is rebuilding, and there are some things that they wanted me to move for them with my tractor, and so I did.
Oh, I bet that was muddy.
It was not just muddy. We were soaked to the skin.
Yeah.
And I came back. I took a hot bath, and I took a nap. I slept for 2.5 hours. It was one of those things. You feel it, and then you deal with it, and that was my way of dealing with it. So I felt okay when I got up, but it was dark. And I thought, you know what, I'm not going to do any more work. I had some work to do in my office, and I thought, nah, I'm not going to do that. And I'd seen this promotion for the Bruce Springsteen Western Star documentary, so I went to see it. And I've not ever, and that's not true. Roberta Fasanelli, who used to be you, Victoria, on the program, she took me to a Springsteen concert. Oh, she goes to them all the time, all over the place. And I didn't feel what I felt last night. What I felt last night was something that maybe because of me, but I mean, I think there's a universality to the message. Anybody who's seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, and you don't even have to be a Bruce Springsteen fan. I'm not really a
fan. That's what I've heard. I've heard a lot of people say that about it.
Yeah.
That you don't you don't need to be a fan of his music or anything.
No.
It's just really more a study of him and the human condition and mental issues and things like that.
Yep. All those. Your friends have encapsulated it well. I walked out of there in tears.
Oh,
and you know that it doesn't take much to get me emotionally rendered. But the message about fear, the message about what we have to work with our tools as human beings, the message about what happens when relationships break up, what happens when life changes. I found that there's a universality to the message that perhaps will make it. I mean, I don't think it's the biggest movie of the weekend by any stretch of the imagination.
I think it's only in very limited screens.
Yeah, it is. It's not been released widely.
Did you get any insight, and I am curious to see it, but did you get any insight into his marriage? Because there have been, being here in New Jersey, they're kind of local celebrities here too, and there are lots of rumors about that marriage. I follow them both on Instagram, and Instagram's not reality, but they do seem to be well-connected. And I don't know, but then you hear lots of other people say, oh, they hate each other and, you know, they're just together for the money or the show or whatever. But I don't know. I
didn't
like judging couples like that.
I did not get that feeling. I got a feeling of warmth, of love. He spends a lot of time talking about his relationship with her that's 30 years long. They're three children.
Yeah.
But he also talks about he is very much a loner. And you get that drift from this. The time he spends alone when he is away from all of the things. I get the feeling that he's always on, not always on the go. He's always moving. He's always working. And part of the reason that he does as many performances as he does is, and as long as he does, is he's a deeply wounded soul. He's had what he describes as a sort of tough life. But he compares it to everybody else because we all have those things. But for me, it was extremely personal because the stories that he was telling were the stories of my life. And where some of the stuff goes, how you deal with some of the things in your life that are good or bad, and how you learn. It sort of reminded me, I got a chuckle out of, he didn't say this, but I was thinking of something I'd said earlier in the day to one of the guys that works on the farm with me. We get too soon old and too late smart. And that, for me, sort of encapsulated what the movie, the message of the movie was. None of us are perfect. None of us, we all have our doubts. We have our fears. We have our concerns. We have the good stuff. But he's a troubled guy in a manner of speaking. You don't really get that unless you listen to his music and hear how he phrases and how he puts things and stories together. He's an amazing storyteller.
He really is.
And he's prolific. I think he thinks about things day and night. You go into his kitchen with him in his notebook where he gets up in the morning and writes down things that have happened to him and makes songs out of them. Many of his songs sound, in terms of musicality, the same. He had an orchestra. The whole documentary was recorded in his barn. And the way they lit it and who was in the audience is kind of cool. But the orchestra that was there, the symphonic orchestra, lent so much to the way the music came across. But he, in several notable connections with his wife, seemed to be very happy with her in as much
That's
as
good
I think
to hear,
can,
because
I don't think
I don't
he's
like
a happy
when
guy.
People... Yeah, and I don't like when people judge couples from the outside, you know, because there's so much more to a relationship than you just see, you know.
Yeah,
so I'm happy to hear that, though. That's great.
Yeah. It's something, the takeaway is that none of us are perfect, and to be judged as if we were, or to judge others as if they were, is a mistake. The imperfections of life. But he's obviously had some rips and tears that have gone pretty deeply into his soul, into his psyche. And that's what makes him, I think, a solid performer with a solid story in each one of his tunes.
I would say, since you like the movie so much, that maybe now is the time to go back and finish the book that I gave you 2 years ago.
Yes, that could be.
Because there's
a lot
more of that in the book.
To him. Yeah, right, exactly. Today is National Immigrants Day, every year October 28th, dedicated to the immigrants who are in our country, the benefits that we get from our immigration. I think that there is a strong message here because of the conflict and the controversy about immigration, the illegal immigration. I guess at one point in time we were all illegal. If you think about it, that would be the Mayflower. Those were all people who came here and what they did and how it was sort of the modern day Thanksgiving that we have sort of trickles back to this circumstance. And so this actually started, the first National Immigrants Day was in 1987, Congress recognizing the impact of immigrants and immigration. We've needed to have that injection because, remember, there's nobody really here in that sense. There really wasn't. We started from scratch, and a lot of people have added a lot to our country. I think that it's a mistake, however, to, if I may throw this in, because a lot of people do sort of equate this day to the situation that is very much a part of the conversation. The fact that the people, one of the things that's acknowledged here is the people who have come have brought something with them, have brought a tool with them, have brought things they could accomplish or have helped. And I'm not sure that that's the situation with a lot of people who try to get into our country today. They're not here to help the country as much as they're here to help themselves. That's not true of all of them, but it's true of a lot of them, and I think that's what makes this difficult. All right, what do we have on television tonight, Victoria? What's the schedule look like? Monday, is it Monday just blah, blah day, or is it Monday?
There's got to
be a football game someplace. There's always a football. And the World Series is five games, 3-2. Right?
Yeah,
The Nationals took the last three.
No.
The Astros took all three games. Yeah,
it was
right.
A bad weekend for the Nationals, so they don't play again until tomorrow, I don't think. And I think they're back in Houston.
I have not been following that at all.
They lost all three games over the weekend.
It was
So what's the total now? 3-3?
3-2. So the Astros are winning the series, so there's two more games left maybe if the Astros don't win.
The lowest rated World Series ever in the history of the World Series.
People like to see good games, and it just seems like every game it's not really competitive.
Lopsided.
And it doesn't seem like the home field advantage is working.
Made
the Nationals
difference.
Won both in Texas, and the Astros won all three in D.C.
That's a good point.
So who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe the Nats will win the next ones.
Houston. I was also reading something over the weekend that they haven't even sold tickets, that you can buy you can get tickets that are basically free, which is unheard of for World Series games, but anyway. Well,
right.
Tonight on Fox at 8 p.m., new episode of 9-1-1. That is a show that has a lot of buzz. People really seem to love that show. Brand new Dancing with the Stars at 8 p.m. on ABC. That is episode 7, so there are 8 celebrity and dancer couples. If you want to do some Halloween baking, all night on the Food Network, lots of spooky Halloween-themed baking stuff. And then, of course, your favorite, Doug, Bull, is on tonight on CBS.
At 10 Eastern Time. Yep. All right, 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour this Monday, last Monday of October. The focus, first of all, is on Instagram, which apparently Victoria is going to remove all filters associated with plastic surgery. What is that? What is that all about?
Yeah, so, there are a lot of filters on Instagram that either give, if you put your picture on there, and it will give you a simulated look that you've had plastic surgery.
Right. Yeah.
So they're going to get rid of those filters. Spark AR is the company behind Instagram's filters, and they announced that they're getting rid of all of those amid growing concerns about social media's effects on body image and self-esteem. A lot of young girls are on Instagram and they're using these filters. There are even some that forget the name of it now. I think it's called Fix Me. That's horrible. I don't understand the point of it, but it places bruises and surgery pen markings on a person's face, so it looks like you had plastic surgery. It's very demented, I think, but I think it's a good move. Instagram's going to get rid of all this stuff. They are no longer going to have any of these effects and filters. And the announcement, they say, is a part of Instagram's crackdown on weight loss products and cosmetic procedures. The weight loss product thing on Instagram has become really bad. All kinds of fake weight loss tea and that celebrities are pushing, and there's now a backlash because basically those teas and all this other stuff, they just make you sick. And there are a lot of especially young girls who are buying these products from celebrities, making themselves sick, all to lose weight. It's really just horrific. So I applaud Instagram for stepping forward and saying, okay, enough is enough on this stuff. And they also have a new policy that anyone under 18 is going to be blocked from viewing any of the diet supplements, the detox teas, all the weight loss stuff.
How do you know if you're under 18? You have to... Is your age part of registration for?
Yes, it is. It's obviously, it's not a foolproof way, but when people sign up, if they're being honest about their age, then yes, they would be able to block kids who are under 18. So, and Instagram says obviously they want the platform to be a positive place for everyone, and they said this is a sweeping up all this kind of stuff. They said as part of their new policy that's moving forward into the new year. So, I applaud it. I think it's necessary, and I think it's a good thing.
Where to watch the latest Star Wars trailer and also get pre-sale tickets, the focus of the next item here.
The Geek Out.
The final chapter of a trilogy inside a trilogy of trilogies? Something like that. It's Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, and the final trailer was released last week. J.J. Abrams has his hands full trying to course correct from the divisive previous movie, The Last Jedi, and try to figure out how to wrap up a large storyline that has lasted over 9 movies in 42 years. Word is the final edition will be the longest of any Star Wars, and the trailer gives a sneak peek at new characters, a return of Billy Dee Williams, and of course lots of lightsabers and action. Duh. Rise of Skywalker tickets are on pre-sale now, and for better or worse, the final story arrives on December 20th. We've posted the trailer on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The Toyota Prius is now available with electronic all-wheel drive, which means it has the highest MPG of any vehicle equipped with all-wheel drive. Visit toyota.com/testmiles to learn more. Prius all-wheel drive operates at speeds up to 43 mph based on the U.S. Department of Energy data as of February 13, 2019. Excludes all electric vehicles.
Next up, Virgin Galactic is ready for your space tourism needs.
Yep.
In a manner of speaking, let's go!
Yeah, they are. That's exactly what they're saying. And starting Monday, they are now on the New York Stock Exchange. They are the first human spaceflight company to trade on public markets. Now, of course, Virgin Galactic is Richard Branson's company. It's part of the Virgin brand. It now has a valuation of $1.5 billion. Richard Branson has retained 51% of controlling stake after a recent merger with a tech partner, IPOA. And so Virgin will trade under the ticker SPACE, S-P-C-E, on the New York Stock Exchange. And Branson actually hinted at this back in June or July. He said that they were, at the time, he was unveiling the spaceware collection, the new spacesuits, which look really cool. Mm-hmm. And there's a video of him trying on his spacesuit. It's made by Under Armour. They have a partnership. And so the Virgin Galactic spacecraft can carry 6 passengers and 2 pilots. It takes you up to the edge of space. It's dropped from a jet-powered aircraft and fires a rocket motor. And then it reaches over 3 times the speed of sound. It climbs through Earth's atmosphere. You float weightlessly, and then you come back down, and it costs $250,000 per person.
Yay! Let's go!
Has a 603-person waiting list, though, right now.
Yeah, really. Lots of people have a lot of money. All right, there we have an interesting story. Thanks, Victoria. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.